Welcome back, folks, to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. On today's show, I have Craig Herrick. That's right, the co-host, and the host, and I'm the co-host, and whatever. And we're going to talk today just a little bit about the lighting business, just to check it out. But this episode of the show is sponsored solely by the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors and their convention, which is America's Lighting Convention, Craig Herrick. Go to NALD.org.
That's right. We're getting close to finalizing the itinerary, and it's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, because people like us are going to want to hear it. You're going to want to hear it too. It's going to be important topics that you need to know to make your business more successful, and you're going to have a good time while doing it. We always have a good time at the Nailed conventions, and you can too.
Come on, now.
Get here, get with us.
So go to NALD.org. That's right. Check it out. What do you got, Craig?
So the lighting industry, we all know the changes that have happened and everything that's been going on, but one of the things that, you know, somewhat behind the scenes, but also something, if you're in the know, you know what's going on, or you've heard of this, but there's been a lot of long-standing lighting companies that were snapped up by private equity firms. And, you know, like the name maybe stayed the same, but all of a sudden the ownership or whoever was the face of that organization sold out and is gone. You know, great for them. But to some degree, it's been a detriment to people like us in the lighting industry. And specifically, you find instances where you've worked with a manufacturer who you trust, and you felt like, okay, these guys are around and they're going to be here. And you do some of their product. You know, if you trust them, you do that. You sell their product. Customers use it. And then you find out that I've had a couple now that have just straight up gone away. Like, we're no longer servicing anything we warranted. We're no longer offering anything we sold. We're no longer manufacturing anything we manufactured. And I'm just frustrated to some degree. You know, like the most recent one we can announce because they're gone is Universal. Mm. Like, I remember Universal coming to me at a Nailed show saying, hey, we're here for the long haul. We're going to be the last ballast manufacturer left when LED came. They told me that. We're going to be the last one left. And we're here for the long run, and we're also going to do LED, but we're always going to have ballast for you. Like, that's great. You know, somebody needs to take a stand and do something. Or you just announce a sudden closure. And it's no offense to anybody that works at Universal, nothing against those people, but it's whoever this private equity firm is that thinks they can just come in. Well, they don't think, they do actually. They just come in and buy the company and then close it down. There's other companies too. We're not going to name all these names, but there's a few prominent lighting companies that had, you know, an owner, had somebody that we knew personally that had a face. Mm-hmm. And now they're just private equity and running it. You know, like your frustration a lot of times is accountants and people that all they care about is the money and don't have any of the personality or whatever. It's gone or it's leaving. So it's unfortunate. And I just want to get your take on it to some degree too. You're seeing it, obviously, hearing about it. What do you think of all this?
Well, I mean, who am I to say, you know, if somebody wants to buy a company? I mean, it's how the world works, essentially. But you can't buy the soul. You know, you can't. It's very difficult to buy the goodwill. You know, and especially when it's a group that is unfamiliar with the lighting industry. And, you know, so there's a side of it which can't be purchased. I mean, what are you buying? You're buying the shares of the company, or you're buying the customers and the, you know, stock or whatever it is that they have. The transfer of the goodwill is the essence, the soul of the company. And I'll tell you, what I've noticed is that vendors that quit Nailed, that's the kiss of death. Okay? So we've noticed that all the vendors that have decided to resign their membership, or manufacturers or vendors, or as we call them, have decided to resign their membership because of changes in ownership. It's almost always changes in ownership.
Uh-huh.
They go out of business several years later. And, you know, and so it's almost like if you can't sell a specialty lighting distributor lighting products, it's your fault. It's not their fault.
You know, and you said vendor, but there's also the distributor side. We've seen distributors with the same deal where all of a sudden they say, ah, you know, we don't see the value in being, you know, we're talking nailed here, but any trade association that you should belong to, if you're in that industry, you should belong to a trade association. And they say, oh, we don't see the value in spending, you know, a couple hundred dollars a year.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's
a couple hundred dollars a year and you can't see the value?
Yeah.
To, you know, have that backing, have that name, have it, everything that goes along with it. And sure enough, what happens to them? You know, the ones that there's been some big ones and nailed that are gone.
It's a kiss of death, man. It's yeah. a kiss of death, because the reason why it is because there's two things that are going on there. The first thing is if you can't see the value of a trade association that supports lighting distribution, and you want to have a presence in the lighting industry, then you have one of two problems. One, you're myopic and blind, and two, you don't have a lighting soul. Because if you're actually in the lighting industry and you're this is your source of income and this is how you provide for your family and your employees are in the lighting industry, and that's how they provide for their family, and your customers are relying on the lighting industry and your soul is in that lighting industry, you know, you want to give back to it. And so we often have people that say, oh, what's my ROI? It's not a buying group. Nailed is not a marketing group or a buying group. This is a place that provides education. It provides conversations about how the lighting industry is working. It contributes to the industry as a whole from our perspective. And if you can't see the value of a place where you can give back your knowledge, I say it's not about an ROI for you. It's about an ROI for us. For the industry. And if you can't see that, then you're probably not going to be successful. It's so obviously important to give back to the industry 1% of your time, 0.5% of your time, to be on a committee to help out with the what kind of education should we create for lighting people. It's so sad. Right. And it's the kiss of death. Like what every yeah. single person that has resigned from Nailed in the last 6 years, that company doesn't exist anymore as a vendor. Now, I don't know about distributors. I'm not going to say anything about the distributor members. But the vendors, you resign from Nailed, you're going out of business, almost guaranteed.
Well, we know one distributor member that went bankrupt and is out of business. That was a yeah. major Nailed distributor. And then an ownership change happened, and that's what it was. You know, and I agree. I mean, time will tell on some of these that, you know, we've had a lot of growth in Nailed. Don't get me wrong. You know it. We know it. And a lot of people are still active and excited about it. There are other ones, though, that some of them have been around for a while. And, you know, if they don't see a financial value in a couple thousand dollars for, you know, a vendor member, and they make however many millions in sales a year, get over yourself. Like, think through what you're doing here. Don't think that you're that's not a financial decision. That's a joke if you say that's a financial decision, that you totally. Can't afford a couple thousand dollars and getting in front of people that are going to buy potentially millions of dollars of product from you.
And if you're a private equity manager, okay, Mr. Hot Shooter, okay, you know everything. You're going to come in, roll in with, you know, into an industry that's, you know, hundreds, over 100 years old. And you're going to shake it up and you're going to make millions and all sort of stuff. Join Nailed, buddy. That's where you're going to get the information you need. That's where you're going to make the connections. That's where you're going to understand the soul of the industry. The last thing you want to do as a private equity manager is leave Nailed. Like, that's where you're going to get connected. That's where you're going to get the inside information. That's where you're going to meet the people that know about lighting. That's where you're going to get the education for your new employees. That's the place. And this idea, these private equity managers, oh, we looked at it. The accountants looked at it, and we don't see any value in it. That's because you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say that.
And you're also not working it properly. You know, there's that to some degree, too, where if you're part of an association, you better stay active in it, you know, get active, get involved, get in front of people. Don't just sit in the background and do nothing. Like, you're not going to get anything out of it. Yeah. Well, what you say a phrase all the time, do nothing and get the same result. Or what's your phrase?
I mean, there's a commonly known maxim out there that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of crazy. Look, what I'm saying to the if you're new to the when I became the manager of the company here, the first thing I did was go search for a trade association and join it.
Same.
That's the first thing I did. And, you know, they look, oh, I don't want to be a part of Nail. There's no ROI. Get these accountants out of here. Bean counters. Shoo, bean counters. Let's go with where's the soul? Where's the spirit? Where's and if you're new, get in here, man. This is the place to be. Join a couple committees. Meet some people. Find out what's happening in the lighting industry. Nailed is the place to be. And that's why we're having America's Lighting Convention, Greg. That's what we're calling it. Because we are the people between the product and the end user. We are those people.
That's right.
And we know more than most people about lighting and how it works. And so, you know, listen, I love the lighting designers, but very few lighting projects are designed by a lighting designer. Let's face it. It's less than 10%, Greg. Distributors, electrical and lighting distributors are selling all the lighting. So go to NAILD.org, folks. That's right. And join us at America's Lighting Convention. That's right. NAILD.org. Join Nailed. Get into Nailed. And you know what? Don't worry about it. It's only a couple hundred bucks, distributors. Like, what are you talking about? To join the place that is your voice. If you're an electrical distributor, heavy in lighting, or you're a lighting distributor, let's go. Come down to the convention, NAILD.org. Thanks for listening.